It's my pleasure to welcome back to the Corbett Report Nathan Moulton. Nathan Moulton is a 9/11 truth activist, founder of Moulton Steel Productions, and member of Calgary 9/11 Truth. Nathan, welcome back to the Corbett Report.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Nathan, can you start for new listeners to the Corbett Report by telling us a little bit about yourself? Who is Nathan Moulton, and what is Moulton Steel Productions?
I was born in Calgary, Alberta, and I just started this because I started researching 9/11, and it became obvious to me that it was an inside job. So I started making videos and then just coined the term Moulton Steel Productions, spelt in the spelling of my last name, which is M-O-U-L-T-O-N. And it started with the process of transformation, the documentary that I made. And then I started making videos with me and a cameraman, going out and handing out DVDs and getting the information out like that.
And how many truth actions have you done so far?
I'm not sure how many exactly. I have around 33 videos on YouTube. They're not all truth actions, but a lot of them are. And we've been going out on the 11th of every month, which is a campaign started by truthaction.org. And just taking it to the streets, going to different events, just doing different things, almost every truth action, and always going out with a big stack of DVDs and our banners, and more people are joining us now. It's like the videos are a recruiting tool, really. These people go and see the videos on YouTube, and then they contact us and end up coming out and joining us in action.
So it's a growing movement in Calgary?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Our last truth action that we did at the Calgary Saddle Dome was the most people that we've ever had so far, so that was really good to see.
Yes, that was an excellent truth action, and I recommend people go check out that video on YouTube. Nathan, what are some of your favorite truth actions so far?
Well, a lot of the stuff that We Are Change is doing is really good, and the favorite ones that I've done, probably the Walmart video, just because of the response that it got and how many people went and seen that video and, you know, are looking around for some funny video on YouTube and then come across 9/11 Truth, which they wouldn't expect to come across, and maybe that opens a whole new field for them. So definitely the Walmart video, I think, was my favorite truth action that we've done.
Absolutely. To tell you the truth, I think it's one of my favorites, too. I think it's an excellent way of getting the truth out. Where did you get the idea for that truth action?
We just found out the Walmart intercom code, and I said, well, there's a great way to get the truth out there. Let's go to Walmart with a video camera and see if it works. So that's just exactly what we did. We went to Walmart and got on the intercom, and we actually ended up going around to a bunch of different intercoms in the store and got the truth out, and then just walked right out of the store. Nothing even happened to us, so it went really well.
That is amazing. At the end, it sounded like they were paging for security or something while you were trying to do one of your calls.
Yeah, we actually caught the manager pointing around the store to the other employees trying to find us. And actually, on YouTube, somebody contacted me that worked there that day and said that they were running around trying to find us, and they thought it was funny as hell.
That's awesome. Can you think of a moment or maybe something that you've done during one of your truth actions that sort of sticks out in your mind as really connecting with someone about 9/11 truth?
Yeah, for sure. People that didn't believe what I was saying, and, you know, just was kind of like, oh no, that can't be, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then later on, they come back to me and they were like, you know, I looked into it, I was up all night on the computer, I can't believe, you know, what you're saying is actually true. And that's what really sticks with me, is when somebody does a complete flip-flop like that, and that's really powerful.
It certainly is, and as your documentary would say, it is the process of transformation. And there's something, I mean, it's difficult to pinpoint what that process is or how to get that process going, but what are some of the key pieces of information that you use to help get people to question what happened on 9/11?
I try not to slam too much information in people's faces, or else they're automatically just going to reject it. So I try to just get them to want to investigate it for themselves, to want to look into it for themselves. And I do that by saying key points like Building 7, of course. And I just give the rundown on Building 7. I always say, you know, it was a 47 steel frame skyscraper that collapsed at 520 on 9/11, came down in its own footprint, and, you know, people look into that for themselves and see that there were three buildings. Somebody actually accused me of completely lying about that and said, oh, no, there were only two buildings. I don't know what you're talking about. And then they go and look at it and see that there were three buildings. And just like a lot of things, I mentioned the 2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon announced the day before 9/11. And I mean, when you think of how much money that is, people will go and look into that and see that it was the day before. And that's really fishy. So just key points. I like to keep it simple, but also tell people things that are really that need to be investigated.
How did you get involved with Calgary 9/11 Truth?
Calgary 9/11 Truth, the website, was actually started by another Calgary truther who I hadn't met. And I found the website when I was, you know, first starting off doing my actions and going out and doing this stuff. And I met him on September 11, 2007. And he gave me all the information for the website and told me how to get in there and edit it. And so we've both been contributing to Calgary911truth.org now. And that's how it started. And I plug it in all my videos now. And we got on the news, CTV News, and they plugged it. So now Calgary911truth.org is actually a really popular website. And that's how people are contacting us and are coming out and joining us through that website.
Yeah, I saw that clip from CTV News on one of your recent videos. It is awesome that you managed to get on, you know, the local news broadcast. How did that come about?
We went out on September 11th, 2007 to do a truth action, like an all-day type thing. I took the day off work, and we just got out there. And we went to a bunch of different places. We went to City TV. We went down to City Hall. We went to the Calgary Tower. And we had a stack of DVDs. We were just giving them out. And we went inside City Hall to try to find the mayor to do a quick little interview, if we could, with him. And we ran into the CCTV reporters. And I went up to Kevin Rich, the reporter, and I just asked him, hey, do you guys think 9/11 was an inside job? And he just kind of tried to avoid it and asked more information about us. And I started saying, you know, all these structural engineers are questioning the official story. And then he just told his cameraman to roll tape on us. And he did an interview with me, which they didn't use in the broadcast. But they in the broadcast, they basically just said, you know, this is what this group is doing. For more information on what they're doing, go to their website. And it was a great little plug from them. I couldn't believe how fair they were.
Yeah, it was. It was a great little plug. And, yeah, of course they did use the term conspiracy theory and that sort of thing. But just getting the website out on CTV News is pretty cool.
Yeah, our hits on the website just completely exploded after that. So that was great.
Awesome. Organizations like We Are Change, which you mentioned earlier, are taking root all over the world. What can you say about these types of groups, and do their actions inspire you in your work?
Yeah, they really inspire me. And I mean, look at what's happening when they're going out. These politicians and media types are just freezing up, and they don't know how to respond to all these hard questions because they're not faced with them on a day-to-day basis. And I mean, look at when they confronted Mayor Bloomberg on the train. He was completely silent. He just couldn't say anything. He looked like he was in absolute shock about all the information that these guys knew.
Yeah, it is an exciting movement even just to watch on YouTube, let alone to join on the streets. What do you think about the fact that most of the We Are Change type groups and most of the people doing truth actions tend to be young people? Is this a young people's movement? And if so, why do you think that is?
I think there are a lot of young people in the movement, but at the same time, there's a lot of old people in the movement. The movement is very diverse, but these are the young people that are getting out there and confronting the politicians, and they're really taking action, and we should be taking action. And if you think that 9/11 was an inside job, or if you have questions about the official story, you need to get out there and inform other people and take action like this. And really, these guys are just looking for answers, and that's what they're doing. They're going around, and the We Are Change in New York is a great location because there's all these politicians coming in and out of there, and they can confront all these people, and they're asking real hard questions, and that's great. And I actually had the chance to talk to Lou Krudowski over the phone, and we talked for about a half an hour, and he just gave me all these ideas and things we can do and told me how, you know, we could try and confront Stephen Harper, and it was a great conversation I had with Luke.
That's excellent. How did you get in touch with Luke?
Just through MySpace. He messaged me, actually, and said, I really like what you're doing, and he told me, you know, his favorite videos of mine, and just gave me his number, and I gave him a shout, and we just had a good conversation about the truth. And he just gave me all these wonderful ideas, and now we got two cameras for Molten Steel Productions, so I can, you know, catch things that we don't always catch. We always go out on these truth actions, and it's like, oh, we didn't get that. Well, we missed that. We missed that guy calling us conspiracy theorists. So now we got two cameras, and we can catch it all.
That's excellent. That's very exciting. In one of your latest videos, you have some outtakes, including a number of CD turndowns. I mean, DVD turndowns. You obviously, you meet with a lot of rejection on some of your truth actions, and I'm wondering how you stay motivated when you face that kind of rejection.
Well, you know, if they don't want the DVD, that's their own choice. That's fine. I don't get mad at anybody who rejects a DVD. But what we do to get them to take the DVD is do these unique spins that we're doing on our truth actions, such as dressing up like Santa Claus. When I dressed up like Santa Claus, we gave out so many DVDs I couldn't even believe it, just because, you know, people see Santa Claus walking down the mall. Of course, they're going to take what he's giving out.
Of course. Again, that was another excellent idea. Have you ever met with very hostile reaction?
Yeah, a couple. On November 11th, we went out and we were trying to interview Canadian soldiers or just give them DVDs, you know, just try to get it out there to them, try to see what they thought about it all. And we met with one Canadian soldier who was not happy with what we were doing and was not happy that we were filming. And I actually didn't catch the confrontation on camera, because he, you know, was basically saying he's going to smash our camera if we keep it up and rolling. So I just respected him. I didn't want to make things too heated. I'm all about being peaceful in my truth actions. So he just, you know, gave his mindset and pretty much took off. But there's always going to be people like that. And you know what? Maybe one day they'll wake up to the truth, but it'll probably be too late.
I guess so. The process of transformation is different for everyone. Nathan Moulton, what upcoming actions do you have planned?
Well, we're just going to keep on doing the 11th of every month, and hopefully more people will just keep on joining us, and Calgary 9/11 Truth will just keep growing. I want to have movie screenings here in Calgary. I'm looking into getting a theater booked so we can show Loose Change, Final Cut, show Endgame, and show these great movies. I think that is something that I would really like to do, because we've been having screenings, but it's just been at, like, people's houses, and we just get everybody together and watch it on the big screen. So I'm looking more into that side of it, more into having 9/11 Truth meetings or conferences, that side of it.
Awesome. Do you have any plans for any upcoming documentaries?
Yes, actually, I'm working on Surveillance State, which is my next documentary I'm going to be making about the surveillance grid. And even here in Calgary, there's just cameras everywhere. And I went out and took a picture of every camera I could find, and I just got like thousands and thousands of pictures and videos of these cameras. I'm going to try to get some interviews with head security people that work with cameras all day and just show people how bad it's gotten.
All right. Well, that sounds like some exciting work. What can people do to, or what websites can people go to learn more about you and your work?
Once again, Calgary911truth.org is the main site. You can go to youtube.com/moltonsteel, M-O-U-L-T-O-N. And that's pretty much it. Go to all the other great sites like Corbett Report, of course, and InfoWars, Prison Planet, and take part in the 11th of every month campaign. Go to truthaction.org and see how many people are actually taking part in this.
Awesome. Nathan Moulton, thank you very much for joining us again on the Corbett Report.
Thanks for having me.